The Bible is meant to be applied to specific life situations. It's not just taking the Bible for intellectual knowledge, but we're meant to, God wants us to apply it to our daily life, right here in 2016. Number two, he said, at all who trust Christ and Savior as Savior are united with him in a loving way, just as the branches are united with the vine. And that's really what we're talking about as far as our identity. When we come to Christ, we're united with him both in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. In other words, he died to sin, so should we. He is raised victoriously over sin and temptation, so can we when we live in Christ. So there's that identity piece. Number three, the pursuit of holiness and godly character is neither by self-effort nor simply letting Christ live his life through you. So there's that tension, for God is at work in you both to will and to do his pleasure. So who is it? Is it us that sanctifies ourselves, or is it God? And there's all kinds of doctrines in Scripture that have that tension. You know, even in salvation, is it God who chooses us before the foundation of the world, or is it us who repent and believe? You know, we're called to repent and believe. The fourth big lesson that Jerry Bridges learned was the sudden understanding of the doctrine of election was a watershed event for me that significantly affected my entire Christian life. And I just talked about that one, that it's understanding the great doctrines of grace that somehow beyond our understanding before the foundation of the world, God in his providence and sovereignty chose some believers to come to him in saving faith. Yet that doesn't mean that Christians still aren't called to make a decision to repent and believe in the gospel. And that's that tension that you try to understand that, you just can't understand it, but the Bible, God wants us to believe it because it gives us an understanding of how thankful and grateful we should be that it wasn't as a result of our own will, just our own good purposes, our own intelligence or whatever, that we came to a saving faith in Christ. Number five is the representative union of Christ and the believer means that all that Christ did in both his perfect obedience and his death for our sins is credited to us. There's another point on the identity, understanding Romans 6, how we can have victory over sin. Well, sometimes we get so frustrated, we can't overcome sin in our lives, but when we realize that we are unified, we're united with Christ. In other words, we have the same power that gave Christ victory over sin. We have that same power in our life and also the indwelling Holy Spirit to help us overcome. Point six is the gospel is not just for unbelievers and they're coming to Christ. And that means that the gospel isn't just about our salvation. It's about our daily sanctification and realizing what Christ did in the cross has application for us after we're saved. And the final point is we are dependent on the Holy Spirit to apply the life of Christ to our lives. And this is a great point. I think often we think in terms of the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, can be a little de-emphasized. You know, it's Father, Son, and Holy Scriptures. But No, the Bible's clear that there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He indwells the believer, gives the believer power to live the holy life. Without the Holy Spirit, we can really do very little or nothing. And the Scriptures are simply and majorly the revelation God gives us to know, to understand his will, so we can apply it through the power of the Holy Spirit.